Alyssa suffered through 11 years of her husband's addiction, and she feared the worst.
After we had called Focus on the Family, that was really the journey where we started to see God moving and working. I know that Focus on the Family was just an answered prayer.
I'm Jim Daly. This season, help us give families hope. And when you give today, your donation will be doubled. Donate at focusonthefamily.com/joy.
Every child you raise is designed by God, and if you've been parenting for any length of time, you know no two kids are alike. I've got some creatives, I've got some detail-oriented kids, we have six. They're all different, and today we're going to encourage you to learn about and then draw out the best in your child. I'm John Fuller, joined by my Focus colleague, Dr. Danny Huerta. He leads the parenting team here at Focus. And Rhonda Stoppy sat down with Jim Daly and me a while back. She's an excellent storyteller. She adores her kids, and she describes here some ways that she learned to connect with her sons and their individual giftings.
Rhonda, welcome back to Focus on the Family.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
You're sitting there so quiet and polite. Boy, those boys have really trained you well. Huh? I'm sure you've had a few buttons pushed with bringing up boys. What is a memory of yours that really sticks out that's kind of the funny example of bringing up boys?
Oh, boy. Well, I have had raised two sons and two daughters.
So
I've
gotten
to see the perspective of the two of them. You know, one that just comes to mind, this is one of my favorite. I love this story. When my son Brandon was just a little guy, like 6 years old, he was in a Christmas program and he had his little red cardigan sweater on and he was singing a song
up
on the stage. He was so cute. And I whistle really loud. We live on an 80-acre ranch, and when the kids, it's time to come home, I do this whistle. And so if we're at Disneyland, I do that whistle and I put my hands up, and the kids emerge out of the crowd. They find me. So he's singing his song, and then I whistled, and I'm clapping, and he looks, and he finds me in the audience, and then he winks at me.
Oh.
And I'm like, dude.
Just like Dad.
And that's his nickname, is Dude. And so I, over the years, whenever Brandon would do anything, he's a musician, he's played for some pretty amazing worship music and toured with some people, and now he's a worship leader in Southern California. But whenever I get to see him play or be at something, huge room full of people, but I'll whistle
and he
will find me.
Yeah.
And he will wink at his mama. And that's our thing. And then what I he's married to Jesse now. And Jesse, they lived in Nashville, and she was standing at church in a row in front of another woman named Haley. And Brandon was playing. And Haley was reading Moms Raising Sons to Be Men. And she read that little story about Brandon winking at me. And she sent me a picture of Jesse's back and Brandon on the stage. And she said, he winks at her now.
Oh.
I'm crying just to talk
I know.
Every time.
It's so
That's
sweet.
How it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
He winks at her now. He plays from the stage and he finds her. And that's what we want. We want them to relate to us in a way that it's going to transfer
well,
to their spouse.
Yeah, and what's funny about that story is your husband, Steve, when you met and were kind of interested in him, he winked at you.
That's right. We're winkers. I'm a winker. In fact,
family.
I've noticed my grandkids wink back at me now. Like, I must have just winked at them.
Hey, let me ask you this. Given you mentioned that you had two girls and two boys, you raised two boys and two girls. What are those distinctions? What did you see? I mean, we read all the research. We see all that stuff about how boys will take anything and turn it into kind of a weapon against their brother. And then the girls sit down and talk and have tea. And, you know, what do you think of that research and the fact that there are these gender distinctions mm-hmm. that are normal because God does things physiologically mm-hmm. To our brains and in the process? He's set it up so men have a testosterone wash. We lose about half the connections mm-hmm. in the left and right side of the brain. That's why I think women are, you know, they're like spaghetti. We've heard that before with guests here. Mm-hmm. And then men,
my friend Pam Farrell.
Yeah, we can compartmentalize and, you know, we have that ability to do that. Did you see that as a mom of both girls and boys?
I did. And what's interesting is our two boys were so different.
Yeah.
And very masculine
in
their
ways. One's very creative and musician.
Right. And then Tony did not come to our family till he was 15 years old. And I tell Tony's story in Moms Raising Sons to Be Men, and it was amazing just to watch the transformation in his life. But Tony was, you know, valedictorian at school, football player, overachiever. You know, he was the captain of the football team, rough house. Brandon was more creative. He played the piano. He played the drums. He played the keyboard. He played the guitar. He's a musician. He still had a love for sports, but his passion was that.
Yeah.
And when Tony moved in with us, he would try to roughhouse with Brandon and wrestle with Brandon
right.
and try to you know, tell Brandon, you need to go out for football and you need to this and you need to that. And academically, Tony was like this. And I had to pull Tony aside, Steve and we were like, he's not you. You are awesome with the achievements that you are achieving, but you're not the standard. And we don't want Brandon, because Brandon just totally looked up to this new big brother that he had in his family. We don't want Brandon to think he has to be like you in order for us to affirm
good.
Him as a man.
Yeah.
And Tony was so precious, because that's not at all what he intended.
Yeah.
So he took that information and had to process it and had to celebrate Brandon's accomplishments, even though it wasn't, you know, playing basketball or football or all of those things.
I really liked what Rhonda said to her son, Tony, about his brother. He's not you. And that's, I mean, that's so true. I think so much friction happens in the home because he's not like me or she's not like me. And I wish they were. Danny, every child has strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And so speak to what you heard Rhonda saying there about how to draw out the gifts in our kids.
Yeah, it's so important. I remember with my brother, he was a very smart guy. He had a 4.1, I think, GPA. That was not me. And so my mom would say, hey, you got to just work a little harder. I was more interested at that time in sports and being social. He was very academic. But man, what a strength for him and his mind with math. And the school system was perfectly aligned with that time in his life. And my sister was also different. But what I love to watch is when a parent really sits back and watches how their child has been designed by God. And so that could be loving to do art, maybe loving to sing, maybe it's poetry, and maybe they're not super good at the beginning, but they have a love for it. Be patient with it. They don't have to be amazing at the beginning in order to be gifted. Gifted means you have a gift that you develop over time. And for some people, it's natural right off the bat. For some, they have to work at it. And as parents, sometimes we can give the pressure that you have to be number one. Hmm. But what if the gift has a different purpose than being number one? And we have to keep that in mind. Is that more of a thing for me to feel better that my child is number one? Or is it more my child may have the opportunity to love someone through that gifting? And over time, it's going to be developed. Maybe they'll have coaching. Maybe they'll have opportunities for growth. I loved listening to Jen's story from Skillet. She's the drummer and also a singer, and she talked about how anxious she was as a teen and shared that very openly. And then she was asked to come on stage, and she said, why would somebody ask me to do that? I don't want to do that. And look at her now. She's coming alive, and it wasn't perfect right off the bat. So know that your children have a journey as well. And your role is to sit back, watch, and also be intentional and guide.
Mm-hmm.
And first it's the watching, learning, and then it's the guiding and opening up the opportunities that are there. Now, some parents feel the pressure to look for every opportunity that's out there. And there's no pressure to do that. You can be focused on really where you're going to point your child.
Mm. Well, here at Focus on the Family, it's our mission to help you with the resources you need for raising godly children. And certainly this podcast is in that portfolio of resources for you. Another would be Rhonda's book, Moms Raising Sons to Be Men. And we'll send a copy of that to you if you can donate today to the Ministry of Focus on the Family, a gift of any amount, either a monthly pledge or a one-time donation. We certainly appreciate those who are able to help us financially and trust that you're in a spot to be able to do that today. Stop by the show notes for the link to donate and get the book. And if you haven't taken our free parenting assessment yet, we've got that at the website. We'll link over to it in the show notes. It is a wonderful tool. It takes 5 or 10 minutes maybe to take, and then you'll see how you're doing as a mom or a dad, some areas of success, and maybe an area or two of growth as well. We'll hear more from Rhonda next time. She'll share about helping your son to become a young man. And for now, on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and everyone on the team, thanks for listening today to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. Christmas memories of baking and sharing stories with your family. That's depicted in the Jaclet from Focus on the Family titled Family Traditions. This story in paint by artist Morgan Weisling, a portrait of a lively family kitchen scene, will find a special place in your home and heart. Find out how to get a signed version of this special edition print at focusonthefamily.com/family traditions. That's focusonthefamily.com/family traditions.